Before you, we are saddened by what we've heard about the accident. Lord, and there's no words we can even say. Lord, again, we just come before you knowing that you're God, we are not. Knowing that you've got a plan, and we thank you for that. Because we cannot handle it. So Lord, again, we lay this all at your feet right now, what you've prepared. I'm in awe of what I've already heard, what we've sung, what we're going to do, and be a part of this service that you have arranged. And we thank you that you've included each of us and given us this time that we can reflect on who you are and the wonder of how you work. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. With all the events, and we aren't going to get into a lot of detail of all that today, but with all the events that's happened in the last few weeks, I'm actually in awe of how I've seen and heard God working. We've seen him bending and shaping, and we've seen prayer groups, we've seen study, people in the Word, conversations, group meetings, understanding that because of the events, God has driven many to prayer and to his Word, and it's part of his plan. You and I are part of his plan. We're going to see that today. In this time of uncertainty, which I think if you really think about, every day is a gift. We're not sure what's going to happen. We're not sure how things will take place. And we have questions. So let me say what you're all thinking. What is God doing? How does he work? Why is he doing this? When is he going to do that? There's so many ways. He is the master weaver of life, my life and yours. And I know that's a question in our mind at times, but it's true. Let's see if I can make this work. Okay. You say, what's this? Well, how was your week? This is what mine looked like. It was a mess. It's been a long week, as you can imagine. Many heavy burdens, prayers, much study, many conversations, many tears, all these things. And we keep asking ourselves, why, when, how does this all fit? Why is this happening? And honestly, we have to understand that God is the master weaver. He takes all these loose threads. He takes all this mess. And this is all we see. We don't understand. And we're going to get into this. I got some scripture, of course. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and you will learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is comfortable, my burden is light. Now again, Jesus is talking to the Jewish people here about the weight of the Jewish culture at the time, of this oppression of the religious leaders at the time. But I think we can all take this as something that we can take to heart also. It's by his power, by his Holy Spirit in our lives that we can find rest for our souls. Amen? It's the power of his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness that we really, truly feel that peace and that rest. He strengthens our hearts and gives us rest for our souls? Isn't really that's what we want? Don't we really take on too much, all of us? This week I've been suffering. Asking God, Terry can probably hear me. I'm walking through the house going, God, help me. God, show me. How can I see this? How can I see you working? I can't take this on my shoulders, but I can give it to Christ. Corrie Ten Boom, anybody know who she is? She was a great Christian lady who suffered in a Nazi death camp back in World War II. One of her famous quotes was this, "If you look at the world, you will be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. But if you look at Christ, you'll be at rest." Because He's in control. He's got a plan. He's got a way that this is going to work that we can't even imagine. So in our struggles, in our troubles, the question is, do we come to Him? When we are weary, when we are burdened, do we really go to Him? Do we trust Him? Are we waiting on Him? He is the master weaver of life. Anybody want to give it up to Him? I would hope you all do, unless you want the burden. But we say, does He know what I'm doing? Does He know what I'm going through? How He needs to help me? Does He really understand me? We come to Psalms 139, 1 through 6. Here's our heart. Here's our prayer. Lord, You have searched me and You've known me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. Wow. You understand my thoughts from far away. You scrutinize my path and my lying down. And You are acquainted with all my ways. Even before there's a word on my tongue, behold, Lord, You know it all. Doesn't that give you peace? You have encircled me behind and in front, a circle of protection, and placed Your hands upon me. Me, You. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot comprehend it. How about you? Do you really rest in His arms like that? So much so that it takes your breath away, takes your mind away from all this going on, because He's got it. He's in front, He's behind. He's got it all. And yet, we put it upon ourselves. He is the master weaver of my life. Amen. Thank You, Lord. How about yours? Do you believe? Do you understand? Do you depend on God? Do you agree that God is sovereign? That He's in control? Do you trust Him, the master weaver? Do you have that peace of knowing, God, that You and I can rest in Him? You've got this, God. Romans 11, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His unfathomable His ways. It's beyond any of us. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who have became His counselor? Anybody here tried to counsel God lately? God, I really think You should be doing something different. Anybody? Who has first given to him that it would be paid back to him? He's given it all. Continues to give us all. For from him, through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen? Not me. Not you. Even in our little world that we have right now, do we really think we understand or know what God's doing? To him are all things. All things. That would include you and me. And those before us and those after us. Our perspective. What are we thinking? What do we really see? He's the master weaver, not me. I told you we were going to come here today. It's again, God is... He puts things together. You'll see here as we finish up here some things that I went, what? I never said that to anybody, but we're going to talk about it. And we know. Do you? We know. What does that mean? We know. Believe completely. Without a doubt. Without waver. My foundation is strong. It's he who doesn't change. I'm the one that needs the foundation. He's already there. We know without a doubt God is in complete control. We're not wishful. Well, I wish God would. I hope so. We're not just, well, maybe, I think things are, it'll turn out, I'm optimistic. We can always hope for the best. Is that getting you or me anywhere? Not really, because who's it looking at? Me. This is certain. We know, I know, I believe, I can count on God to know what he is doing. I know. God's in control of the universe. Amen? Amen? New Life Fellowship. Amen? Our own lives? Let's shrink her down here a little bit from the universe to me. I think he's got it handled. Does he love us? Do you think he wants the best for us? Do we even know what that is? Look again. We know that God causes. Oh, Bruce, don't you mean he allows things? It's not what it says. He causes. He is in control. He causes. In his providence, in his unfathomable thinking from our part, he orchestrates every event in life, mine and yours, past, present, future, to accomplish both the temporal and eternal benefits for his glory. Not mine, not yours. He is the grand designer behind everything. The master of life, the master weaver. It's not by chance. It's not fate or luck. God does not make mistakes. We do. God does not. He uses all things. All things. Everything? All things. My example was a car wreck or a pedestrian accident. We went through that as a family years ago. Our nephew was a hit and run. He uses all things. Was it the one he took? Or is it the ones that are left? Was it the ambulance driver? Or was it the policeman? Was it the witness? Or was it the guy that caused the accident? I can guarantee you God is working in every one of those lives because of this one thing. All that happens, good, bad, blessings, mistakes, sin, righteousness, hurts, healings, life, death, all things. We don't know how it fits. Somebody? Anybody? He knows how it fits, how the weavings go in and out, and what's going to happen next, and what happened yesterday, last year, 40 years ago, 2,000 years ago, what's going to happen next week, next month, 40 years from now, 500 years from now. Do you? I don't. We know that God causes all things to work together. Not separately. It's not that little incident here or independently because of that situation there. It's not isolated. It's not just this one thing that doesn't have any action or reaction. The events work together in and for God's plan. Past, which establishes the present, which sets us up for something else in the future. God weaves them together for good. I don't know how. It's not about me. It's not about you. Open your eyes. Open your heart. There's so many verses that talk to us about looking at the bigger picture. Understanding how God working in my life affects my wife, who affects her daughter, who affects her friend, who talks to her cohort and somebody who works with them, and then over to the people on that they call on the phone. Who knows where it ends? And one life can be touch a life here today and move from here to 2 years from now, touching 20 more lives, which 5 years from them, we'll touch another 4,000 lives, which another 20 years from that, we'll touch another 16,000 lives. Do you understand? It's not a one-time event. This is God's plan. It goes from zero to who knows? Only God knows. And he's a part of that from the beginning to the end, the Alpha Omega. Sorry. It was earlier in the day. It is true. We don't know when it begins, and we don't know where it ends. And anybody want to raise their hand to tell me, that'd be fine, but be careful. We know that God causes all things to work together for good. Not everything in life is good. There's much evil. There's much terrible things that happen. We just heard of one today. Man is evil. Sin is evil. God specializes in bringing out the good from the bad circumstances. Might be you, might be the other person, might be your neighbor. I don't know. God can bring bad for the good. God is weaving all the way through and continually. And I don't care if you're 30, 40, 70, 90, and he will continue when we are gone. Amen? Yet, we still have influence. We still, I'm not insignificant, and God tells us that. He tells us so much that he says, I know your every thought. I know your next word. You go, you do?
I'm sorry.
You see how real it is? God's purpose is greater than our problems. It's greater than our pain or even our sin. His purpose is greater. It's not always about me or you. In his circumstances, he might be using these things and these times and these struggles and these sufferings or even these joys or these blessings for someone else. In fact, I guarantee you it is for someone else. That's why I ask you and I tell you, you are a testimony. What's going on? How you respond? We know that God causes all things to work together for good to who? To those who love God. Is that you? To those who give it up to God and say, you are in control. I don't like what you're doing, but I love God. My wife tells me that. I'm not going to say that. She gets mad at me. He loves you and me how much? He died for us. We're going to renew ourselves to that shortly. He loves us more than ourselves love us. And we love ourselves a lot. We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, a true believer. To those who are called according to his purpose. What's his purpose in our lives? Salvation. Reconciliation. His plan is for us, called according to his purpose, to glorify him. It's his plan. It's his weaving. He's brought all of us through whatever he's brought us through to this point today. Your thread continues on. So does mine. That weaving in and out, our time together, even this morning, our responses, these meetings, these prayers that we've had over this last couple weeks has been tremendous. God works all things. I've seen him bring a lot of people to their knees in the last week. We've had meetings Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oh, today's Sunday. Thank you for meeting with me here. We are at prayer, constant prayer, and trying to understand and trying to fit it all in. How you doing? Not so well. But understanding that God's in control, he's got a plan. His plan, again, is our salvation. His plan is for his glory, for us to become more like him. And that gives him glory. He's the master weaver of my life. Amen. Continue on, dear Lord. If we truly are his, if we really understand, I'm going down the if lines. If we really believe, if we truly know, then we will have that real peace that only he can give. Because we're not in our own strength. We're not in our own understanding. We will rest in him because he has a master plan. And I want to be in on that one. I do not want to be on my own. I do not want my own understanding, my own belief in, as far as what I can do or can't do. You know, the serenity prayer. You know, Lord, tell me, you know, what I can and what I can't do and give me the wisdom to make a choice. Give me wisdom. If we have all these things that we will rest in Him and His plan, we will respond correctly. We will be conformed to Him. We will be Christ-like. We will have peace. We will have rest. And we will give Him the glory. Because it's not because I'm smart. It's not because I truly understand. I'm resting in Him. This is spiritual maturity. When we give it up and we understand, and we as soon as something happens, we look to God. What are you trying to teach me? What are you showing me? Give me some scripture. Give me some understanding. You know I can't figure it out. I know you've got it. Not my will, but yours be done. I'm giving it up to you, Master Weaver, because you have all the threads and you know where they're going. And to me, it's just a mess. Oh, I was supposed to show you the mess again. There it is. It's just a mess. We can't figure it out. We can't untangle it. We don't even know who's who at the zoo. We don't know how it fits. His plan's not mine. So God, we come to Him. Don't take my loved one. God, why is there crime? Why is there rape, murders, car accidents that takes a dear daughter? Why is there war? Why do I suffer? I don't have the answers. Do you? But God does. The Master Weaver knows, because He takes those terrible things and He weaves them in and out for His glory. And it's not, again, for today or just today. It was back then, for now, for a future. All things happen for the greater good. So how are we going to take this? How are we going to understand? Even today, and we're struggling, a lot of us are struggling with what's gone on here at New Life Fellowship. And I understand that, and I agree with it, so am I. But knowing God's love for us and wanting us to love like Him, for what? For the greater good. It's not all about me or you. It's for the greater good. These things happen. Can we be a part of that greater good? That's the question. These traits that characterize a spirit-filled life, that when things like terrible things happen and misunderstandings and miscues, you name it, what goes on, how do we respond? Do we immediately go to the Lord? Or do we set up our own judgments, our own thoughts, our own plans, and how I'm going to do this, and I'm going to fix this? Or do we give it up and say, Lord, what are you doing? It's okay. You can ask Him. He might show you. He might not. And that's okay. And what happens, you may never see until the day of Jesus Christ. Till you see Him face to face, you go, you know, back in March, I don't even know what day it is, 10th, you all this was going, what were you doing? And He'll show you. It's okay. I can rest in that because I don't have the weight of everything else on me. Do you? Go to Romans. You got to open your Bible. I'm not giving you all the answers. Go to Romans 12. Romans 12. Here we go. Nope, this way. There you go. 9 through 18. How do we respond? Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. This is NLV, by the way. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection. Take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy and work hard. Serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble. Keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Be eager to practice hospitality. Here's important. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud or enjoy the company of other ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. These are God's words. Hello? Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Honorable, honoring God through this situation. And do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. This is what I've been digging for, asking God to show me some scripture, show me some truth that I can stand on. Show me what I can do. Bible's full of it. What we should do, how we should respond, where it takes us. But most of the time we stick in the mess. We get our fingers in there, we're trying to sort it out. And what happens when we try and sort it out? Makes a bigger mess. Be at peace with all people. Is that some, the ones I agree with? No. All people. Why? Because all people are part of God. Every one of us. Believers or not. And how many one another verses are there about us taking care of one another, lifting up one another, loving one another, on and on and on? Do we know and believe and understand God is in control? He is the master weaver. Are we rejoicing in our mess? Romans 5, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials. Oh, James 1, go ahead and go there. For we know that they help us develop what? Endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. My foundation, what I can stand on. And the character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. God's at work. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. You're going, well, yeah, I'm always supposed to be joyous. In the Lord, how many times does he tell us to do that? As we give it up, as we humble ourselves, say, you are in control, you've got a plan. I believe it, I know it. So I'm going to respond correctly. This confident hope of salvation, and this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. And if you don't feel loved enough, then ask for it from him. And you can ask for me, and I'll try. You should try. But again, only in God's strength, only in his love for us, can we be his people. So fill me first, Lord, that I can fill others. If I'm half empty, I've got nothing to give you. And you are the same way. If you're not filled with the Lord, then what do you have to give? He talks over and over again about our overflowing love. Fill us up so I can overfill into others. So we can rejoice in our mess. We can. Because God has got this. He takes this mess, our mess, us, you and me as a mess, and He can do wonderful things. This same mess is actually a crown of righteousness. He takes all that mess and He's weaving and He's working and it takes Him time. And when He's done, remember, He's looking at this side. You and I are looking at this side. He is busy knitting, working, making a crown of righteousness for you and me. Not that we deserve it, not that we've earned it. He's giving us this. And He's shown us all through our lives. Hopefully you're acknowledging Him doing the weaving. It's a mess what we see and what we understand. But He knows exactly what He's doing. And now that prize awaits me. The crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, the one and only, will give me on that day of His return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to His appearing, who have their eyes on Him, look forward to His appearing. I have struggled all my life, Lord, not understanding how You work, what You're doing, why You're doing it. But I know You're in control, and I have acknowledged You through Your grace, through Your mercy, through Your calling of me all the way through it. Because I know You're knitting my crown of righteousness through my life and how I respond. Is that you? If we look forward to His appearing, if we look to Him, not to ourselves, not to our past, not to each other, to Him. Because His love is so great for you and I, that He has this. I know a lot of us are struggling through this, but He's got this. He is at work, and He is going to see it through. We need to surrender to Him and be humble all about it, and wait for that crown of righteousness, because that's where my eyes are at. That's where I'm going. That's what I want. You, in your bulletin, you have the poem, Plan of the Master Weaver. You can read it. You can pray. We got communion. Let me pray. Lord, again, You are truly the Master Weaver. We don't understand. We don't see it. We don't know how it's going to work. Sometimes we are sidetracked. Sometimes we take one step forward and five backwards. Lord, You see it all. You know everything on our lips before we even say it. Lord, help us to say the right thing. Help us to do the right thing. Help us to have Your heart, Your mercy, Your grace. Help us to have Your wisdom as we share and talk with other brothers and sisters, reminding ourselves All that happens, Lord, is for a reason. Many times we do not know why. We thank you, Lord, that you do. And you're using all these things to weave our lives in and out of each other through even New Life Fellowship or this world. Much bigger picture. Because what we do and say even today might bless you 100 years from now. Because we've touched others' lives. You have used us. Lord, use us. We humbly come before you and surrender to your plan. It's not always about me. Lord, it's about you. And we thank you that you would even include us. What wonder, what love. I thank you now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Those that are serving, we're going to have communion now. And this could be a tough time for some people. I understand that. Knowing that he's in control, he has a plan, we can rest in him. Remember, our eyes should be on him, not each other. But some of us are in struggle, and I understand that, and that's not a problem. We are human, and we need to, again, spend some time. God is a great healer of time, with time. Amen. So while we're here to identify ourselves with Jesus Christ, we want to renew ourselves to that new covenant, to that of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. This is for believers. This is for believers who have examined themselves, as it says in Corinthians. You're welcome to take or not. It's between you and the Lord. Anyone who eats the bread or drinks this cup in an unworthy manner is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread or drinking the cup. Let's examine ourselves for a minute. We pass on now to what we have received from the Lord himself. Please pass out the elements, please. go ahead and pass out the cup. Go pass out the cup. Let us renew ourselves to that new covenant that Jesus Christ has given with his life to be our Lord and our Savior. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread. He gave thanks for it to God. He broke it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Larry, would you give thanks for the bread?
Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity today to come before you, thanking you for what you've done on the cross for us. We thank you, Father, for this time to reflect upon what you've done. Thank you for all this in Jesus' name.
Let's partake together. In the same way, he took the cup, and after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, in agreement and confirmed with my blood." Sean, would you pray for the cup? Let's partake together.